You're listening to the Create What You Speak podcast. My intention is to change the lives of 1 million women, one podcast at a time. Now let's get started. Thunder, feel the thunder. My name is Sloan Fremont, and today I'm going to talk to you about participating in your own life. I know I took the path that you would never want for me. I know I let you down tonight. So many sleepless nights where you were waiting up on me. Well, I'm just a slave unto the night. Come on. I remember when I told you that's the last you'll see of me. Boy, before we get to today's episode, I need to ask, is anyone else feeling like things are out of fucking control this week? Oh my God, I don't know what's going on, but from my horoscope lately, it sounds like it's not just Mercury in retrograde, but it's like five other planets in retrograde right now, and that literally has me like, what the fuck is happening? I mean, usually I'm able to handle this kind of stuff, but I mean, I am human after all, and this past week, by Friday, had me in the bed and under the covers because I was literally at my limit. And I had all kinds of shit going on, from meltdowns and accusations at work to AT&T coming out and stringing these wires up for my neighbor's service running in front of my house and having my house look like Sanford and Son. And to the worst part of this week is having to put my cat down, who I'd had for nearly 20 years. So this past week for me has just not been easy. And I'd like to think that as I move forward, it's easing up a little bit, but oh man, I'm still carrying around so much sadness and pain from this past week, and I feel like it's really affecting me and my mood and just my general well-being. And sometimes, you know, I was thinking about this because I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about, and sometimes you just have to sit in that, right? You just have to sit in the fact that things just aren't going quite right for you, and you just literally have to get away from people and hide under the covers and just let them play out, because any action you take just isn't going to improve the situation, and most likely it's going to make it worse. So we've talked about this before on the show back in, I think it was episode 6, we talked about taking a pause before you act, because when we're not acting from the right place, shit just isn't going to go, it's going to go haywire, right? And sometimes just sitting back and doing nothing is the best thing to do. But it can also be the hardest thing to do, especially for those of us who are more action-oriented. So if you missed that episode, episode 6 about pausing, go back and listen to it. But I just wanted to bring that up this week as a reminder, not only to you, the listener, but for myself, that sometimes it's just okay when things are out of whack to just pause and not do anything. Okay, so let's get into this week's topic. And this is a good one. I've been thinking about this for a little bit and how I wanted to tie all this together, but it's something that's been on my mind since I got back from my trip to Florida. And I said this quote to one of my friends the other day. We were talking about something, and I said, you know, we live in a bigger world than most people let themselves participate in. I'm going to say that again. We live in a bigger world than most people let themselves participate in. So I said this to my friend because we were talking about when I was in Florida, and the whole time I was there and I'm staring out in the ocean, I kept thinking to myself, you know, something isn't sitting quite right with me. There's something going on here. And as I'm, you know, my whole time there, I'm looking out at the ocean. I'm just thinking, and I'm like, you know what? I've just been playing too damn small, right? I've just been playing too small, like with everything, like too small with my career, with this podcast, with money, dating, all of it. I've been playing too damn small. And there was something about staring out in the ocean and just seeing that expansiveness and how the world is just such a bigger place. And it made me wonder, why aren't we out there willing to dream bigger and explore it? Why aren't we willing to explore the world? And why aren't we willing to participate in it more? And so I don't know your reasons, obviously, but I know for me, it just never occurred to me to do so. It's like I've been living in this little box of my own limitations and feeling like, hey, you know, that was just good enough. But something changed for me on this trip. And this is why, again, why I encourage everybody to travel, especially alone if you can. Because you never know what you're going to discover about yourself or who you're going to meet along the way that shows you different things about yourself that you need to learn. And so when I'm thinking about this and, you know, and when I was in Florida and thinking just about how I was playing too small, I was, you know, it got me excited again because I'm like, okay, it's time to be bigger. It's time to participate more. Yeah. Okay. Last year I totally blew up my life, moved to Nashville, but okay, like what's next, right? Like that was easy. I survived it. So let's do it again. And so that's what I wanted to dig into a little bit deeper this weekend and ask you how you're participating in your life. And maybe for some of you, the better question is, are you participating in your life or are you just letting it happen? Okay, so what does that even mean? So what does participation mean? So according to the dictionary, it means to take part in, to engage in, to join in, to get involved, share, play a part or a role, be a participant, blah, blah, on and on. And so I wanted to ask you guys this week, are you doing those things with your life, right? And these are some of the things I asked myself when I was thinking about this, about how I was playing small in my own world. And so here's some things I want you to think about. So if we go back to the definition of participate. So how are you taking part in your life, right? So how do you feel in the morning when you wake up? How do you feel? What's your general first reaction when your eyes open in the morning? Is it negative? Are you expecting the worst? Are you thinking, oh God, just another day, like all full of dread and, you know, this, like feel like you're just dragging your body around? Or do you spend some time in the morning when you wake up and when you're getting ready, just deciding how your day is going to go, that choosing that things are going to go good for you and thinking that things will be better than you ever expected and they're always going to work out in your favor? Because you can just as easily think a positive thought as you can think a negative thought. So paying attention to how you start your day and the thoughts that come up are a great way to look at how you're participating in your life. Okay, here's a couple more things. So how engaged are you in your life? And how are you showing up for yourself? So do you say you want to do something, but you never actually get around to taking the time to do the thing that you want to do for yourself? Or do you make excuses for why you aren't doing it? Or are you always seeking and searching for this thing that will give you the permission you need to get started, or will give you the light bulb moment that, yes, once I have that, I can do this thing that I want to do? Like, are you one of those type of people? Because listen, we've all been there, right? We've all, and I'm not saying any of this, you know, as if I've got all this perfect, because obviously I don't. But I just think these are good questions to ask yourself. And this reminds me of a conversation I had earlier this week with someone who told me that as part of his job, he had to interact with people who spoke Spanish. And he didn't speak Spanish, but he said he always wanted to learn. And I was like, then why don't you just learn? He's like, well, I don't know. You know, it starts going through some excuses and things. And I'm like, why don't you just download the apps that teach you the language like 5 minutes a day, or use Google Translate or take a class or something? And he was like, yeah, I really should get around to doing that. But then, you know, a couple sentences later, he's telling me how he drank a 12-pack of beer and watches Netflix on any given night. And listen, while there's nothing wrong with that, right? I like both Netflix and I like beer. But the conflict here I have with somebody is somebody telling me how much they want to do something so badly, but then they're not taking action. The action isn't lining up with the thing they want to do. So that tells me the desire just isn't there, right? And especially when this is in a dating scenario, like if I'm talking to someone who's, you know, if I'm interested in possibly dating this person, right there I'm turned off, because I'm like, no way. What that's telling me is you have no drive, you have no incentive for your own self to do something that you want to do, or that, you know, that you, you know, to make yourself better. So out for me. Okay. So next, do you join in and do you get involved in your life, right? Like before I moved to Nashville, and I know I've talked about this before, but I used to feel like I was sitting on the sidelines waiting for my life to begin, right? Like everyone else had all these things that were going on for them and happening. And I was just sitting there year after year with not a lot to show for it. I mean, I had a great life, right? I had a great job. I had, at that time I had a website I was running, and you know, I had things that I was doing, but I just felt like I still wasn't happy and things weren't changing. And so I decided to change it. I took a more active role in my life and I got involved in shaping it. And I showed up. I participated. I didn't just let things happen to me. And that's what led to me totally transforming my life and ultimately this podcast, so I could share the same things that I learned with you. Okay, so next, do you share in and take responsibility for your life? Do you believe you're the victim most of the time and that it's everyone else's fault for why your life isn't the way you want it? Or the reason why so-and-so, like a friend or whoever, gets what they want is because maybe they have more money, a better job, a husband, or a million other stories that you're telling yourself for why that it is that you don't have what you want. So how do you, you know, are you someone who takes responsibility or do you blame? I think that's a good question to ask ourselves. And I want to be really clear about this when I talk about this next part about you really are playing the leading part in designing your life. It's you and it's only you. There's no one else holding you back, right? No one is stopping you. No one else has anything to do with you in your life but you. And once you realize that and you really, really take the control back, it is such a relief, because then you can get on with living the life that you really want to live, because you're it's like you're free, like you're set free, because you don't have anyone holding you back. And really, no one was ever holding you back in the first place. It was only yourself. And so again, I don't bring this topic to you today to call you out as if you're wrong. What I'm doing is I'm bringing this to you today to wake you up, so that you're not one of those people like I used to be who's sitting on the sidelines and just waiting for life to happen. So you do understand that we live in a big world and it is okay to participate in it. So I'm playing around with this right now for me. And some of the things that are really exciting for me is just designing a little bit different kind of life, where I have a more flexible schedule with my job. I can work from anywhere. I'm traveling more and possibly living between two places, Nashville and Florida. I don't know the hows of all of it, and I don't have to. But what I'm spending some time now is just getting really clear on what it is that I want. And I did this once before when I moved here, when I changed my life. This is exactly how I did it. I know it works, and I'm going to do it again. And that's really exciting to me. And so, of course, yours is going to look totally different. But today is a good day to look at your life. Are you deciding what you want and going after it, or are you just letting life happen to you and just reacting? And I can tell you with 100,000,000% certainty that we get what we decide we want out of life. And if you truly want the things you say you want in your life, it's time to start participating instead of being on the sidelines. And so again, no one else can do that for you. No one else is going to care as much as you. And there isn't going to be someone who comes into your life and says, okay, today's the day. Today you have permission to live the bigger life. No, that's not the way it goes. No, it's all up to you. Okay, so to sum up today's show on participation, we talked about what participation means, to take part in, to engage, to get involved, to play a role. And so the question I want you to ask yourself is, how are you participating? And the good news here is you are in control of your life. You can change anything you want today, including your perspective on a situation. But you have to pay attention to how you're showing up. And if you're not getting what you want out of life, it's time to take a look at that and change it. Okay, so as you move forward this week, I have three things I want you to do to start participating in your own life. Okay, number one, just decide how your day is going to go. Just decide. That's it. It's like once you decide you're no longer going to react to your life, that you're creating it, I promise you things will line up differently for you. So here's a couple ways you can do this. So the night, as you're getting ready to go to bed, as you're, you know, closing your eyes and thinking about maybe your day tomorrow, the next day, you know, when you're getting ready to sleep, plan out your day by visualizing how you want it to go, right? Imagine yourself waking up. Imagine yourself doing the things that you need to do for the day, but that they go right for you. They go well. You're happy. Things work out for you. It's not this dread, this, you know, waking up feeling heavy. And it's not that I have to get up. It's that I get to get up. If you come from, those are two totally different places of energy to come from. So if you switch it from I have to do this to I get to do this, I think you'll feel that there's such a different energy about that moving forward. So the night before, visualizing how you want your day to go. You can also do this in the morning when you wake up. I choose to do this when I get in the shower. It's like when I close the shower door, it's like that's my time where I'm in this little space and I'm deciding how my day is going to go, right? I feel good today. I'm going to, you know, go to this meeting and it's going to, you know, I'm going to get a favorable response, or I'm going to go meet my friends tonight after work and we're going to have a great time, or I'm going to record my podcast and I'm going to be very clear about what I'm saying. And I'm going to reach exactly the right people who need to hear my message. Whatever it is for you, it's coming into that space and getting really focused and just picturing in your mind how you want your day to go, because you can just as easily create a shitty day as you can a good day. And the only difference is we're used to creating more shitty days and thinking about more shitty things than we are the positive things. And so the other way is to do a combination of both of these things, right? And this is generally what I do. As I'm falling asleep at night, I intend and visualize how I want my day to go the next day. And when I wake up in the morning, step in the shower, I'm doing the same thing. So I'm really planning my days. I'm planning how I'm moving forward rather than just showing up and being reactionary to it. So that was number one, decide how your day is going to go. Okay, number two, getting your thoughts out of this, out of a victim or a blame mode, right? So owning up to where you are in your life. And if you don't like where you are, then start making changes, right? Do something different. Show up different. Think about whatever it is differently. Change the way you look at yourself. Change the way you look at the situation differently. And start to tell yourself a different story about it, whatever it is, right? We talked about this on one of the other episodes about truth, right? About how what we think to be so 100% true, come to find out later, actually maybe isn't true. And whatever that is for you, just opening up your mind and being willing to understand that what you are believing may not actually be true can really change how you move forward. So, and you know this, right? You can't keep doing the same things over and over and expecting different results. This is like a cliche saying, if there ever was one, but it really is true. If something is not working for you now, doing the same thing over and over, and that goes for thinking too, right? Thinking the same thing over and over isn't suddenly going to start making the thing change for you, right? You have to approach it differently. So how can you do that? So that was number two, shifting your thoughts out of the victim and blame mode and doing something differently. Okay, so the third thing is, I'm going to challenge you just to do something you've always wanted to do, but never taken the time to do it, right? Just like the guy who told me he wanted to speak Spanish so badly, but was not taking any action towards it. So what's that thing for you, right? It doesn't matter what it is. Sign up for a class, learn the language, redecorate your bedroom, start a blog, write a novel. It really doesn't matter. It's taking one step towards the thing that you know would make your heart sing, but you haven't done anything about before. And what that really is participate in your life, right? Make the choice that you want to do something, show up and participate. So to close out today's show on participation, I want to tell you about something I got when I was in Florida. And this is a little reminder I have for myself on my desk. And it was a little wooden sign. And I got this because I wanted it to remind myself of the time I was, my time there and how I felt when I was just looking out at the ocean and really realizing how big the world is, right? And realizing, coming to that conclusion that, yeah, the world is a much bigger place than people let themselves participate in. And so it's this little sign and it says, "You will never cross the ocean unless you have the courage to lose sight of the shore." And I'm sure you've heard that before. I think it's a Mark Twain quote, but I have it on my desk because I want to be reminded we really do live in a bigger world than most people let themselves participate in. But I know I'm not like most people, right? I'm showing up and I'm participating. So my question for you this week is, are you showing up and are you participating? All right. To close out today's show and tell you about the songs that I picked. So the intro song I chose was "I Bet My Life" by Imagine Dragons. And I love Imagine Dragons. I actually came to Nashville back in July, but this was shortly after Nick and I had split and I just wasn't in the mood to go, so I sold my ticket. But anyway, the lyrics from this song, there's a couple lines that says, "I know I took the path that you would never want for me. I know I let you down, didn't I?" And I think that's one of the big reasons why people don't participate in their life, because we're afraid we're going to let somebody down. We're afraid we're going to let somebody down if they see the real us, or if they see that we really want to do this thing, or they see whatever it is about us that we're scared to show somebody. But in reality, we cannot control the opinions of others about what we do, right? And I remember hearing this quote years ago, and I was like, what? No, that's not true. And the quote is, "What other people think about me isn't my business," or something along those lines. So what other people think about me isn't my business. And really, as crazy as that sounds, it's true. I mean, if you think about it, you can't run around and try to make everybody think what you want them to think, right? It's the same for everybody else. Everybody else is forming their opinions based on their experience and their orientation to the world. So I think the sooner we get away from that feeling that we need to convince everybody that the thing we want to do is the right thing to do, I think the easier it is for us to show up and participate. Okay, that was the intro song. Outro song is "Simplify" by Young the Giant. And I love the song because I think for sure in my own life I can use some simplification. But this song, there's a few lines in here and it says, "Why must we complicate every breath we take? Why can't you see we'll be all right?" And I know sometimes it doesn't feel like it, but we will all be all right, right? And I've had to tell myself that more times than I would like to count over the past week. But it also reminded me of this mural I drive by in Nashville, and it's on Charlotte Avenue. as I'm not too far from my house. And they have this long mural painted with various things that are all connected. And there's a segment when I'm turning onto the street that it's like right in my direct line of vision. And it says, "It's going to be okay." And it's huge, it's painted really big, and it's just the words, "It's going to be okay." And I don't know who put that there, but I would like to thank that person, because some days when I drive by that, I'm like, it just, my shoulders relax. I'm like, yes, 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 that is true. And I wonder how many other people have driven by that and felt the same thing. So thank you to mural painter, whoever painted that in Nashville. I appreciate it, and I'm sure many others do. And so as you move forward this week, I would just say to you that it's going to be okay. So, all right, that's it for this week. Let me know how you're showing up and participating in your own life. I'm really curious to hear. Email me, SloaneFremont@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram @SloaneFremont. I have Facebook. Honestly, I don't like Facebook. I do it out of obligation because I think some of you might want to connect there, but honestly, it is not my jam. Instagram is more my thing. So I don't do a lot on Facebook. So if you try to contact me on there, that's why. But let me know what you think. I'm always curious what you think. If you like the podcast, definitely share it with someone you think could benefit from this message. All right, hope y'all have a great week and know that it's going to be okay. Everything I say only seems complicated. Every little fight is just another night wasted. Are we going to lose? Is it going to last? Worry about the future, worry about the past. Think we're going to break before I get a chance to say this.